Siracusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
And I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way.
And we like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A quiet but cold night tonight under partly cloudy skies, lows around 4 above. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and some sun, a few flurries possible in the afternoon with highs near 17, and then a bit warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a high near 24. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Two and a half minutes left to go in halftime here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. We've got a pretty decent one coming our way. It's halftime lead, Wausau East 32-24. As at first, boy, Rapids really took the game to them. Very impressive as they were leading through most of the first half before East took its first lead. Well, halfway through the stanza at 15-14, teams went back and forth, had a tie at 18-18, and then 20-18, Rapids grabbed a lead, but then after that, it's been all East as they've just seen a lead grow as Rapids started to get into a little bit of foul trouble as we moved through that first half. Rapids led in fouls by Jordan Soligowski with three. Then Jarrett Soligowski and Dawson Tislin both with two. Brody Gilbertson and Sean Reynes both have one. Now, points-wise, Brody Gilbertson, he leads away 13, followed by four apiece for the law firm of Soligowski and Soligowski. Jarrett and Jordan Soligowski both 4 points. And Sean Reynes with three. Should count up to 24 by my math skills. And then Wass East, led by Jesse Napsick with 14, followed by Charlie Cayley with 6, Robbie and Julie with 5, Jed Vanden Sanden at 4, and then Davis Winter with 3. Got a couple other score updates here. Nakusa boys basketball taking on New Earth and Lutheran, also known as the Fighting Randy Pauls. Randy's got a long list of family who's gone up to North and Lutheran, so I always call him the Fighting Randy Pauls. Randy, he's enjoying a lot of time off this winter, enjoying time with his family. So very happy for him being able to do that, as Nakusa does lead 51-35 hat in the second half. Halftime in Stratford, where the Assumption girls, they're getting back to the winning ways, at least to this point, as they lead Stratford, 28-22. Wisconsin Rapids hockey, they got a lot of work ahead of them as they are halfway through the second period with the Panthers leading 7-0. That's a tough goal, as Wisconsin Rapids is finding out. Those Panthers up there, they're one of the top-ranked teams in the state for a reason. So we'll see if Rapids can shock the state, so to speak, if they can come back over the Panthers. We'll see. As halftime is now concluded, and the final go big red by the Pep Band, as we are just about ready for action here in the second half between Wausau East and Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids will be going from my right to the left, while East will be going from my left to the right. Again, East wearing their road uniforms, reds with white numbers and letters, some white and black trim. Well, Wisconsin Rapids wearing all whites, red numbers and letters across the front, and some red trim. And Rapids will get possession here to start the second half, as Jared Soligowski will be inbounding to Brody Gilbertson, and we are underway here. 32-24 contest. East with the advantage to this point, as Reynes with the ball kicks over to far side to Gilbertson. Reynes, Gilbertson kind of playing catch at the moment, as Jared Soligowski steps back, hoping to get the action a little bit. Gilbertson, it's a pass back out to Reynes. Reynes thought he was heck of an acting job there. Back faked out a three. And that East defense, they dropped, as they're now playing kind of a 2-1-2 look. Tislin near side kicks back out to Reynes. So Rapids being deliberate in what they want to do with their chances with the ball. Gilbertson, Reynes, that'd be Napsick. He thought about popping through on that pass for a steal. 17 minutes remain in the contest. No change in score. 32-24. East lead. Gilbertson, right side, kicked back out to Reynes. Gilbertson thought about going baseline. The East defense collapsed on him. Well, big three on the way by Reynes, and that's just a little short off the front iron. Picked up by the Lumberjacks at Schlinwein, as that pass, long pass, was intended for, I believe that was Ann Julie, and that was tipped out of bounds by Jarrett Soligowski, so Rapids saved an opportunity there. As we move closer and closer to the finish of this contest, 16 and a half to go. East was still with the lead. No one has scored yet. As Kaylee outside up to Garrett. Outside to Schlinwein. That's crossover dribble there by Napsick. Three bomb on the way by Garrett. Short rebound, Kaylee. Kaylee tried to pass back down low to Schlinwein, and that is picked up by Tislin. First turnover of the half for the Lumberjacks. Rapids back on the move. Reynes outside to Jordan Soligowski. Gilbertson corner back over to Reynes. Jordan Soligowski skip pass over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson three bomb on the way. Off the mark, back iron pops out. Rebound, Kaylee. 15:50 to go, 32-24. East lead. Kaylee Threebaum. He's a little bit short on that rebound. Pulled up by Ann Julie. Garrett, thought about baseline, kicks back out to Napsick. Napsick, Threebaum. And that's long off the back iron. Rebound, Reynas. Rapids back in business. 15 and a half to go. 32-24, advantage East. Gilbertson on the far side. Pass back away to Reynas. As Austin Tislin, he's battling there right about the three-point line. Really trying to set some screens, is he? As really that's tough sledding down there against some pretty good-sized bodies by the East Lumberjacks. Reynas, far side to Jarrett Zeligowski, back to Reynas, back to Zeligowski. Jarrett, that is Rapids just trying to get something going. That East defense is not letting anything up. Looking ahead here is Reynas to Jordan Zeligowski. Gilbertson on the near side. Tislin cut through the lane and wasn't able to get hit with that pass as Gilbertson thought about getting through a pass. Tislin with it now. Back over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson, he's getting caught two trap there. He looked to get back to Tislin. Tislin cut before the pass. And there's a turnover for Rapids. They're first of the second half. That's turned away back towards Rapids. Pass. Gilbertson up off the glass. Rattles home. Gilbertson gets a scoring starter for the Red Raiders in the second half. Adds two more for 15. And it's now 32-26. Threebaum on the way by Napsick. And he gets it to fall. So quickly now it's a 35-26 East lead. 14 to go. Jarrett Zeligowski. Pass back up to Reynas. Reynas crossed up to Tislin, back out to Gilbertson as that press was starting to get extended for East, giving Rapids some trouble there, trying to break through half court. Reynas right in front of me, folks, as he's kind of discombobulated, trying to figure out where to go with that ball. As East, and it's kind of looking back at kind of a 2-2-1 as they have jumped out of from that 3-2. Now it's more of a 2-2-1, and then they fall back out of that to kind of a 2-1-2 look. They're really changing defenses depending on which side of the court they are on. Skip pass, Jarrett Zeligowski to Reynas, down to Jordan Zeligowski. He stops, gets to Jarrett, cutting through the lane, up off the glass, and that will fall as Jarrett Zeligowski gets his sixth points of the game, and the score moves 35-28. East, 13 to go. And Julie kicks out to Garrett with a three bomb, and that's off the mark. Rebound Rapids. Gilbertson near side on the left elbow. Dribbles back out of it. Pass down free throw line. Jarrett, as he spins, hits Tislin. Hands over to Reynas. Three bomb off the mark, a little strong off the back part of the iron. East rebound, and East on the way. Napsick cuts through the lane, stop, pop, and that falls. Nice little soft touch as that's a basket there. And there is a 30-second timeout being called by East. And we'll take one, too, Seth. Be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Well, I heard it through the grapevine that the score is now 37-28. Wass East advantage over Wisconsin Rapids here in Wisconsin Valley Conference play. Actually didn't hear it through the grapevine, saw it with my own eyes. No rumors being spread here, no fake news as Rapids inbounds it. East going to a full court press, and Rapids breaks it. That's Gilbertson with the ball on the right side, right elbow, just about the WIAA logo. As Reynas kind of gets stacked up there by his own teammate, Jarrett Zeligowski. Gilbertson drives up off the glass, and that one falls as well. Gilbertson up to 17 in the game, and it's a 37-30 East lead as there is a turnover for East to travel, and we're under 12 minutes to go. 37-30 ball game. As there are substitutions galore, out goes Schlindwein, and in comes Knapsack. As Knapsack got a little bit of a breather, as he should. Been playing hard all game. He's leading East with 19 in the contest. As Rapids back on the move, down by 7. Technically, it could be a two-possession game if you foul on a three-point shot. As big pass there was Jarrett Solgowski, intended for Tyson Stempa, but that was poked out of bounds by Charlie Cayley. So Rapids retains possession, 11:38 to go, nearing the halfway home point here in this Wisconsin Valley Conference clash, just the second of the year for the Red Raiders. Better offensive production tonight as first time around against West. Big three-bomb on the way by Gilbertson. Rebound, Jarrett Solgowski puts back up. A little bit of contact. Air ball, rebound, East. And that's Garrett to the hoop. And he gets his first points of the game. Lead now 39-30. East, 11:10 to go. As I said just a little bit ago, Rapids' first Valley Conference game. West, they held Rapids to 15 points as they are whistling Brody Gilbertson for a walk and another turnover for Rapids. Just their second in the second half, however. Nothing to get too worked up about. As East now with possession, inbounds. Knapsack looking to get to Garrett. As no fouls, knock on wood, for either team to this point in the contest of the second half, at least. As far as we're concerned with that. East inbounds. And Davis Winter, he's got his first basket of the second half, up to 5 in the game. As Red Raiders trying to break the press. They do. Gilbertson crosses the timeline. He's quickly caught up in a trap. As Rapids keeps the ball. Tislin was right on the spot there. Gets the ball back to Gilbertson. A little light on the shot attempt. Loose ball picked up by Winter. Handed up to Cayley. Cayley hard off the glass. That bounces out. Rebound being fought over, and it's a jump ball. Reynas ended up on his back right about the middle of the paint there. As the ball will stay to East, but that will be a turnover. On the change of the possession arrow. Inbounds right to Cayley. Cayley stops, spins up off the glass, but there's a whistle and a foul. That will be Sean Reynas' first foul of the second half, his second of the game, as there's your first foul. Took almost halfway through, so clean second half. A lot better for Rapids in that regard. Actually changing that from Reynas to Stempa. The way that Reynas reacted, puts his hands up over his face and above his head. He couldn't believe it. Well, it wasn't him. It was Stempa. First one goes up. Good. Second one, no good. As Cayley gets his first point in the second half. Rapids near side, Stempa up across, Gilbertson. Reynas splits two defenders, step into the paint, wide of the mark, rebound, East. That's Vander Sanden up ahead to Garrett. Garrett near side, stops, spins, shot up off the front of the basket, rebound, Reynas. Reynas going coast to coast, tries to get around Knapsack, and he does not, but he's fouled on the shot opportunity. So Knapsack with his first foul, and Reynas going to line for two. So we are here, 42-30, 9:21 left to go. East lead, first shot up for Reynas, and that goes through. He's up to 4 points in the game. Again, thanks for everybody joining tonight. Really appreciate it. Appreciate it. Second shot up for Reynas. Falls through. So you can count that one. And we are now at a 42-32 East lead. 9:15 to go. Kaylee on the left side. Pass back out to Garrett. Garrett stops up all three. Kaylee, he's looking to pass down low. And he does. Ball is bounced loose. Davis Winter was there. Kaylee down low. That's to Vanden Sander, and he gets that up off the glass. That falls. 44-32 East advantage. 8:50 to go in the contest. East playing strong, starting to pull away a little bit, but Rapids still playing tough as there is a timeout called for Rapids by Coach Smalley, and that'll be a 30-second timeout. Seth will take one as well. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
.44-38 lead for Wausau East here at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. 8:46 to go in regulation as Rapids has a ball inbounds. Gilbertson to Reynas back in the backcourt. So Rapids now trying to get up in time, and they do as East Pline still kind of a 2-3 trap in the corners. They back out of that. Now Gilbertson working to his right. Cross dribble, stops. Pass over to Torque on the right side. Gilbertson goes right, stops. Kind of cut through the lane. He gets blocked by Napsik. Napsik gets the ball now. He stops, pass down to Garrett. Garrett off the glass, and that falls. That will be now a 46-32 East lead. 8:10 to go in the game as East starting to pull away here. As Rapids maybe feels a little bit pressured, a little bit pressing to try to get some shots to fall. Might be forcing a little too much. Ball tipped out of bounds by Davis Winter. Ball stays to Wisconsin Rapids here. Under 8 minutes to go. 46-32. Can't say it enough. Thanks to everybody for joining us tonight and all our sponsors. If it wasn't for you sponsors, we couldn't bring you these games for our local athletes. So if you have a business and would be interested in getting in on it and helping us bring more games throughout this winter, even the spring, coming up spring, that's not too far away. Baseball, softball, see what we can do for that. I wouldn't be opposed to soccer. It's basically like hockey. But either way, if you want to help bring these games to our listeners, get your name out there, stop in, call up Pam, or stop in and talk to her. Business hours, of course. And she will get you all the information that you need. Pam does an amazing job. She's so knowledgeable, been doing it quite a while, so she knows all the ins and outs, and she'll be more than happy to work with you. So thanks again to all the sponsors, all our listeners, and, of course, Seth Habiger doing the production work tonight. Thank you, buddy. As the Rapids had a turnover, and East inbounds, now hard to the rack is Napsik. He doesn't get the foul, but there's a whistle. That'll be a foul coming up on Brody Gilbertson on the shot. So Napsik goes to the line for two. That'll be Gilbertson's second foul, the third of the half for the Red Raiders. There's two coming for Napsik. First one up, rattles home. So there's another point for the young man. It's up to 20 by my count. Out goes Garrett. Schlindwein comes in for the Lumberjacks. No one for Rapids at the moment. Free throw crawls over, and it's good. 48-32. East leads, 7.5 to go. So Rapids trying to crawl back into this one. Inbounds, Isaiah Torque, up to Sean Reynas. Reynas stops, handoff, Gilbertson back to Reynas on the right side, right in front of Coach Smalley. Goes left, stops, spins, picks up his dribble, dish back out. Jared Silgowski, throw ball three, comes over, dashes close into the lane, too hard, off the back iron, gets his own rebound, kick out to Reynas. Reynas goes left, picks up his own dribble, keeps going, pass back down to Jared Silgowski, and he gets denied by Napsik, picked up by Kaylee. As Kaylee weaves through the defense and goes up hard to the rack, and that'll be an offensive foul as he just runs over Isaiah Turk. Isaiah Turk got the bad end of that one, but it's a turnover nonetheless for the Lumberjacks, and that's a Kaylee foul. That's the second one of the half on East. Just a second on Kaylee, as East been in pretty good foul position all night. Still, it's 48-32. East lead, 6:40 left to go in this opening half, or second half of action, excuse me. Game's going by quick. Still thought we were first half. As Reynas, right side, stops, kicks back out to Jared Silgowski. Handoff, Gilbertson. East defense not fooled by all these twists of the offense here in Rapids. Gilbertson, a little bit of a jab step, goes to his right, stops, pivots at the paint, up off the glass, does not fall, but he's going to the line for two. Gilbertson going to the line. Foul coming up here on number 22. That's Teddy Schlindwein. That's his first of the game. Third for East in the half. First three throw up for Gilbertson. That's short. Will not count. Still 48-32 contest. 6:11 to go. As second free throw was on the way. That one's good. Gilbertson. 18 points. Not bad for the young man. Having a good night. 48-33 East. 6 minutes to go. As Teddy Schlindwein goes through the paint and he gets fouled. As there's one official calling one thing, the other official calling the other. So they're having a little bit of a conversation first. And they are saying, one said travel, the other said foul. They talked about it. They said, well, the travel happened before the foul, so we got to go with travel. So that's a turnover East. Their fifth of the half. Just the sixth on the game by my count. They're playing a clean game that way. As inbound comes to Reynas. Man pressure being applied, and we'll be surprised to see East kind of jump out of it, which they do, as Reynas stops, thought about a three, kick back out Gilbertson. Gilbertson goes left, now back to the right, up off the glass. Gilbertson gets it to fall. Gilbertson scoring points like crazy tonight. 48-35 East lead, 5.5 to go. Rapids playing some pressure here. Well, 2-1-2, three-bomb on the way by Schlindwein. That's no good as there is a whistle, and that's going to be against Wisconsin Rapids. East gets to retain possession of the ball. I think it will be against Jared Silgowski. That would be his third if it is, and it, in fact, is a hold on the floor. So that is foul number four for Rapids in the second half, just under 5.5 to go. 48-35 East lead. Rapids slowing down the game, making East work for everything. Just Rapids offense, they're struggling to keep up at this point. There's a lot of game to go. 5 minutes, you can score. You can score quite a bit in 5 minutes of basketball. As Kaylee kicks the ball back out by Garrett, who saves it over to Napsik. Napsik pass over to Garrett as there is a timeout being called by Wausau East. And we will see what that is in a moment here. Full timeout by East, and we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a minute on 105.5 WIRI.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Five-12 left to go in the contest. Wausau East, Wisconsin Rapids clashing here as East turns over the ball, but they still lead 48-35. Rapids, well, 5 minutes to go to make up all these points, so they got to get a little bit faster on the offensive attack here. As Gilbertson works to his right, pass across the way to Jordan Zeligowski. Pass back to Gilbertson, fakes left, goes right, pass back out to Torque, who goes through, stops, picks up his dribble, hits Gilbertson back, Jarrett Zeligowski near side to Sean Aranis. Aranis surveying the scene, just stops, goes to his right, dribble, spins, gets around the defense, a little too hard, off the back iron, picked up, rebound by Kaylee. East back in business. Jaden Garrett brings the ball up, battling against Aranis, as there is a foul called, turnover by Jesse Napsik. Illegal screen. That's seventh turnover of the half as Rapids gets another chance with it. 48-35, 4:19 to go. Nakusa boys basketball, they got the win tonight. 69-49 over Northland Lutheran. While Assumption, they're leading now. 43-37 over Stratford. Girls basketball action. And huge congratulations to Anna Schooley. She crossed over the 1,000-point career mark tonight. Knew that was coming up. Just wasn't sure when she was going to get it. Congratulations to the young lady. As Isaiah Torque in the paint goes up. Can't get it fall. East can't hold on to the rebound. And there is a foul being called against East. Under 4 minutes to go. The foul's being called on the floor. So no shooting on that for the Red Raiders from the line. As they are quick discussing it. As it is being ruled on the floor. And that's a foul against Napsik. That's his fourth. So he's probably going to be looking to sit soon. Oh, they thought better of it. He's still going out there as Rapids will inbound the ball just to the right side of the basket. Again, congratulations to Anna Schooley. That's an outstanding accomplishment. She's the first girl in a few years to break 1,000 points. Remember when she was a freshman on that state runner-up team? She's been a force all 4 years, and it's tough to score 1,000 points without playing all 4 years. So congratulations to Anna. Very, very nice young lady. Good family, too, as the Red Raiders are on the attack here. Reynas spins. He's picked up his dribble. He's got to pass out, and he does. It's a turnover picked up by Charlie Cayley. Pass up to Garrett, and it rattles around and falls through. Another basket for East, and they see that lead grow 50-35. East lead, 3:20 to go. Time running out on Wisconsin Rapids. Gilbertson goes right, then back left, picked up by Jordan Zeligowski. Stops, spins, gets around. I think that was Schlinbein. And there's a shot picked up off the glass. And that is Reynas. That falls and Rapids with a timeout. We'll take one too, a 30-second timeout. We'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
.305 left to go in the contest. Wausau East leading 50-37. Over at Wisconsin Rapids boys hoops action. And an update from the ice. Stevens Point, late third period. They are taking care of business over Wisconsin Rapids, 8-0. That's unfortunately not really a surprise for those who are into hockey that know the hockey ins and outs. And points good. No way around it. And there's nothing against Wisconsin Rapids. They're not bad either, but there's a different level of talent on those teams. And just the way she's going to go tonight is we have a turnover for East. Another one, eight of them in the second half. Just one in the first half of my count. So they're giving Rapids lots of extra opportunities. And Rapids only trailing by 13 with 2:49 to go. Game's far from over yet. Reynas inbounds up the court quickly. He's flanked up there by Jaden Garrett. Tries to draw a foul. And now there is a foul call, but not on Garrett. That's on Reynas. Offensive. Reynas, I think that was a little bit of frustration with the physicality that Garrett is giving him. So there's a shove and then a shove back. And I think Reynas was the one who got caught. So that's an unfortunate break there for Reynas and the Red Raiders. So Garrett, lob pass up to Schlindwein. Down low. And Julie, he goes up, and he's last one to touch the ball, as I thought there was going to be a foul called up on Jarrett Zelgowski. There was not. So there's your turnover for East. Both teams turning the ball over. Fortunately, that was foul there on the last one for Rapids, as Reynas has the ball up against Garrett. Breaks the timeline. Quickly hounded there by Schlindwein up to Gilbertson. 2.5 to go. Rapids trailing by 13. They got to get something going here. Gilbertson kicked out to Jordan Zelgowski. Back to Reynas. Right to the right side of the key. Reynas spins. Gets into the paint. Spins around. Torque down low. Pass out to Gilbertson. Left wing. Comes up off the glass. Underhand to layup. Rattles around. Falls out. Gets his own rebound. That one falls. And we're sitting now 50-39. East lead. 2 minutes to go. Kaylee with the ball, wanted to go down low, kicks it back out to Garrett. Nice just now trying to grind down clock, leading by 11. Pass down low as there's going to be a hold against Ann Julie, or there's hold against Wisconsin Rapids, excuse me. Ann Julie will be going to the line for a one-on-one, and that will be going up against Gilbertson. They're trying to call that an intentional foul. Officials are talking. Seeing what they're going to say. As Gilbertson's like, hey, it was a foul. It wasn't, one of those. Wasn't something egregious here. As they are talking about it. Talking further. And that's where they go. They are calling it that. As there will be. That's the intentional foul. That'll be Gilbertson. That's his third. So we'll see what goes on here, what they're going to rule. So what we're trying to see what this is going to be ruled as. It's essentially a tech. Yep. And Julie to the line. So the officials aren't doing a really good job of making this clear as the East coach is saying, come on, this should be good. But it's We'll figure it out somehow along the way, as the officials are not doing a very good job making this clear for us watching tonight. So Ann Julie, first free throw up, short, no good. So he's not overly thrilled with that. Big clap of his hands. So first one misses. So it's basically a technical foul. Yeah, second one's up and good, 51-39. So what they're saying, from what I've gathered that, and they're talking about it, is Ann Julie was going, was Gilbertson grabbed him essentially by the hips, and they're saying that was on the floor, that was not in the process of shooting, so it's essentially a technical foul then, be it an intentional technical foul, whatever you want to call it, and it will be. He had the 1-1 where he missed the first one, got the second, however, and they do retain possession here. 1:46 to go in the game. As we are inching closer to the conclusion of this one, the inbounds from East, Garrett with it, going up against Isaiah Torque. Garrett goes, stops, he puts it up, and there is two for Napsic. Excuse me, Garrett got it. As Isaiah Torque, he rolled his ankle on that. Young man's limping a bit, as in will come Tisland, and Jarrett Zelgowski's out goes Torque and Stempa, rolling his ankle. It's Isaiah, so hopefully he'll be all right. Known him for a long time. Used to work for his dad, actually. Good family. Always good to me, always fair, so. We move closer and closer to this conclusion. 1:32 left in the game. Rapids ball inbound. Jarrett Zelgowski gets it up to Prody Gilbertson. Back to Zelgowski. He works up against Kaylee. Tried to trap there for East as Reynis gets across the timeline. Reynis goes up into the basket, and it rattles out. Tough going for Rapids as two Raiders are down. As now it's Gilbertson with a rolled ankle. And we've got a couple Red Raiders going to be out with ankles here. Timeout being called by Rapids. It'll be a full. Seth will take one too. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
.116 to go in the game. Gilbertson's back in. Ankle seems to be just fine. As Gilbertson approaches the three-point line, 1:13 to go, kicks ball out to Reynis. Reynis three-bomb on the way, got partially blocked by Napsik, and that is a foul coming up against Gilbertson. It'll be his fourth, and that will send Jaden Garrett to the line for a 1-1. Garrett, not anything doing in the first half, but he's done well in the second with 8 points. Free throw line, first shot up, no good. Rebounded by Kaylee. So East keeps the momentum. The Rapids will have to follow him again. Ball was deflected by Reynis in the backcourt. Napsik with it, under a minute to play, 54 seconds. Garrett up ahead, that's up ahead to Schlinwein. Kaylee near side, he's being fouled there by Tislin. That'll be his fourth, as it's a 1-1 still as Kaylee goes to the line. Kaylee, he's had two attempts at the line in the second half. He's 1-for-2, trying to get up to 75%. If you can make both of these here. 53-39, East lead, 48 seconds to go. That one's up and crawls over. There we go, there's a point there. As we are just about done with everything here. Looks like the Assumption Royals are going to be getting a win here tonight. And the girls' court up in point. And Kaylee got his second one. As Gilbertson up with a three. That's going to be too strong. Rebound pulled in by East. Napsik with it now. 35 seconds to go. As we are just approaching the conclusion of this one, 55-39, East lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Coach Smalley saying, guys, don't follow him. Just let this play out. As Wisconsin Rapids still will be searching for its first win of the season. Tough, tough, tough start to the season for the Red Raiders, but still plenty of time. As East just passing around, and Julie with the ball with 7 seconds to go. That will be your final. 55-39, East victory. And there's your horn, and there's your final. Wisconsin East, 55, Wisconsin Rapids, 39. Seth will step out for a couple moments as I try to crunch some numbers, and we'll be back here for the postgame show here on 105.5 WIRI.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, close first half. Well, that was not to be the way it ended, as Wisconsin Rapids was not able to keep up with Wausau East, as the Lumberjacks were able to kind of salt this one away late just with tough defensive play despite their turnovers on offense. As the Lumberjacks, they come away with the win, 55-39. Wisconsin Rapids, they led for over half the first half, but as that first half wore on, that victory or that point surplus slipped into a deficit, where East held a 32-24 lead at the break. And then the second half, Rapids offense just slowed down, as they only were able to muster, 15 points in that second half as they fell 55-39. Wisconsin Rapids, they were led offensively by Brody Gilbertson, 20 points, followed by Sean Reynes with 9, followed up by Jarrett Zelgowski with 6, and Jordan Zelgowski with 4, as the Raiders only got 39 points in the contest. East, on the other hand, they were a little more top-heavy, but either way, they had a few more points than the Raiders, as the score would dictate. Jesse Napsicki led things with 21, followed by Charlie Cayley with 9. Jaden Garrett, he had 8 in the second half to lead things. Jed Vandenzander with 6. Teddy Schlindwein with 6. And Davis Winter with 5. And excuse me, that was Robbie and Julie with 6, not Schlindwein. So my apologies on that. Wisconsin Rapids, they fall to 0-9 on the season, 0-2 in conference play, while East, they go to 11-1 overall and 2-1 in conference play. Coming up later on this week, this is the only high school games that is scheduled for right now. We're still checking on things for maybe later in the week. But what we do have for you, Friday and Saturday, River Kings hockey. Wisconsin Rapids taking on the Minnesota Squatch. Both games on Friday and Saturdays. Tip-off, 7 p.m. at the Southwick County Recreation Center. As I will be on the call both nights, as it is a battle between the teams that are tied atop the North Division standings in the Premier League of the USPHL. So That's going to be a big weekend of the good old hockey game as we continue moving through the winter season. So that'll be all there is for tonight, however, as Wisconsin Rapids again just couldn't quite hold on late against Wausau East as the Lumberjacks, they secured the 55-39 victory. So for all our sponsors, thank you so much for everything. And again, you want to get involved in sponsoring these games, give Pam a call, stop by the office. Always be happy to work with you and get your business involved here as we continue to expand what we do here as far as high school sports coverage. So for Seth back at the studio, awesome job, buddy. Always good to work with you. And myself, Mike Comer. Good night, everybody. Stay warm out there. Stay safe. And we'll catch you next time here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Shoes, gonna dance a blue shoes. on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing. Yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you get. Can't you with the boys, the same old thing. Can't you care back to my place. But then I saw your face. Now you got me trying to. Can't you ride and can't you name. Can't you spark and start a flame. The way you smile and I can't help myself. Girl, you got me trying to catch my breath. You got me trying to catch my breath. Takes. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your hand. Trying to feel this. I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch your buzz, catch your game, catch you with the boys, same old thing, catch your cab back to my place. But then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch your eye.
Lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Thank God I get to wait.
ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI.